From Washington, this is VOA News. More than 250 dead in Turkish mine disaster. Nigerian president rejects swap for kidnapped girls. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Rescuers in western Turkey are searching for survivors after an electrical explosion and fire at a coal mine killed at least 274 people. The mining company says about 450 miners have been rescued, while government officials say around 100 others are believed still trapped inside the mine. Dorian Jones has more on one of Turkey's worst ever mining accidents.
In the southwestern town of Somma, relatives and friends are continuing to wait for news outside the disaster-stricken mine. But hope is fading for the up to 200 trapped miners. At the mine, Turkish Energy Minister Taner Yildiz says rescue efforts are being hampered by high levels of carbon monoxide, which has caused those efforts to be repeatedly suspended. Oxygen is continuing to be pumped into the mine, which is more than a kilometer deep. Most of the deaths are believed to be caused by suffocation. One miner involved in the rescue efforts says there is little hope of finding any more survivors. Relatives have voiced anger over the lack of information. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.
Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan traveled to the mine in the Turkish town of Soma, south of Istanbul, Wednesday, and met with authorities handling rescue operations, as well as with grieving family members. Ukraine held national unity talks Wednesday, a day after pro-Russian separatists killed seven government soldiers in the eastern part of the country, and amid unconfirmed reports of fresh violence. Ukrainian President Alexander Turchinov, Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, national lawmakers, and regional officials attended the talks in Kiev. They are part of a roadmap plan laid out by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. It calls on both the Ukrainian government and the separatists to refrain from violence, an immediate amnesty for those involved in the fighting, talks on decentralizing the country's political system, and on the status of the Russian language. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan rejected freeing Boko Haram prisoners in exchange for the release of more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by the Islamist group a month ago in northern Nigeria. After a meeting Wednesday in Abuja, Britain's Minister for Africa said Mr. Jonathan made it very clear there would be no negotiations with Boko Haram that involved a swap for the abducted girls. Earlier, villagers in Nigeria's Borno state, where the girls were kidnapped, reportedly fought off an attack by suspected Boko Haram militants. Nigeria's Daily Trust newspaper quotes a state legislator as saying about 200 militants were killed and several captured. A South African judge ordered runner Oscar Pistorius to undergo psychiatric tests, bringing a stop to his trial on charges he murdered his girlfriend at his home last year. Wednesday's ruling follows testimony this week from a defense witness who said Pistorius had an anxiety disorder that causes fear and worry. The trial is scheduled to reconvene next Tuesday. Negotiators from Iran and a group of six world powers are holding a new round of talks in their effort to craft a long-term agreement on Iran's nuclear program. They met in Vienna Wednesday with plans to begin drafting the text of the deal as they approach their target deadline of July 20th. The long-term agreement would build on a temporary one they reached last November, which called for Iran to cap its nuclear activities in return for limited sanctions relief from the West. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful. The U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany want assurances Iran is not working to build nuclear weapons. A new report says more than 33 million people around the world were internally displaced by conflict and violence as of December. That number includes more than 8 million driven from their homes during 2013. Lisa Schlein has details.
The report by the Norwegian Refugee Council notes about two-thirds of the 33.3 million internally displaced people are in just five countries: Syria, Colombia, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Sudan. The Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, says that number includes nearly 500,000 driven from their homes during 2013. Egeland says he fears the number of people fleeing their homes will continue to escalate. He says nations must work more closely together to end this misery for millions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website at voanews.com.